Some people use their backyards to garden. Others want the kids to have a place to play. But one group in Seattle wants homeowners to consider another purpose for their backyards: housing the homeless. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and I stopped by a construction site of a tiny house in the Beacon Hill neighborhood. It normally takes months to build a house, but at just 125 square feet and with dozens of volunteers, the bulk of the work on the first house happened over two weekends. When the group facing homelessness asked Seattle homeowners if they'd be willing to give up their backyards to house a homeless person, Kim Sherman didn't really know how to deal with the city's homelessness crisis.
We were just sad and not doing much except feeling sad.
But since she and her partner Dan Tenenbaum agreed to host a tiny home, they say they've gotten more involved, helping clean up encampments and volunteering with other groups.
So we kind of dove into the deep end by doing something major like this.
The homes are intended to be self-sufficient with solar panels and compost toilets, although the first one will connect to Kim and Dan's water. Still, the pair doesn't seem at all fazed by having a stranger move into their backyard.
We initially had a group of volunteers from Windermere Real Estate come and clear out all the stuff that was in the path of the house. And they were saying, oh, you're going to lose this plant and this is going away. And I just think, yeah, but somebody's going to be housed. There's a person who's not living on the street anymore.
That person is expected to move in the home next month. Facing Homelessness is calling the initiative the Block Project. They'll be working with other groups like the Chief Seattle Club to provide support services for Block home tenants. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.